Okay, so today we are going to be diving into the world of dating as a single parent with St. Vincent's The Single Mothers podcast, specifically episode 4 of that. And this one really hit home for me because they don't sugarcoat it. Like, it's tough out there, but it's also very much possible. And they give some really good advice when it comes to love boundaries, finding a partner who really complements your life as a parent.
And one of the biggest takeaways for me right off the bat is that dating as a single parent, it's a whole different ball game.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just about finding someone you click with.
Right.
It's how is this person going to fit into your children's lives as well?
Exactly. And I think St. Vincent really emphasizes that, like, being upfront about your priorities, like, right from the get-go. And it's not to scare anyone off. It's more about, just setting the stage for honesty and respect.
Yes, and you deserve that.
Right.
You deserve that from the get-go.
And think about it. Have you ever, like, tried to hide a part of yourself and then it comes out awkwardly later on? And then it's like, oh, this is weird. Like, being open about it isn't, saying, oh my gosh, this is going to be so challenging. But it's more about, I value authenticity. And if you can't handle this is who I am, then bye-bye.
Yeah, and I love how Saint Vincent actually talks about boundaries as a form of self-care,
Yes.
and not just for the parent, but for the kids as well.
Yes, 100%.
So important.
So easy to, like, get caught up in the excitement of it all, and then you're like, oh wait, I have no time. And also, you only have so much energy.
And setting those boundaries early on about how often you see someone
Right.
or how involved they become with your children can
Yes.
really save you a lot of heartache and resentment down the road.
100%. Now, this is where I think it gets really interesting. Maybe a little scary for some, but St. Vincent doesn't shy away from the whole fear and judgment that can come with being a single parent and dating.
Totally. It's like putting yourself out there is already so hard.
Yes.
And then it's like with kids now, too.
Right. And they talk about this in a way that's very much like, we see you. We hear you. We've been there.
It's so relatable.
And it's totally natural to have those feelings of, like, oh, am I going to be rejected? Or are people going to judge me because I have kids
Like, what are they gonna
of me and my kids?
And it's a big step to like open yourself up to the possibility of love again.
Absolutely.
And so those fears are so valid.
100%.
But here's the thing. Those fears shouldn't hold you back from finding a fulfilling relationship.
Right.
And the right person, someone who really deserves a place in your life,
Right.
won't just accept your role as a parent.
Right.
They will embrace it. They will
Yes.
be like, yes, this is awesome. I love this. I'm here for it.
100%. And that actually leads perfectly into, like, the next point that St. Vincent makes, which is, before you even think about, like, bringing someone new into the picture, you really need to understand your own needs and values.
This is such a good point because I feel like we hear it all the time, but
Yes.
then you get caught up in like.
The excitement of, like, oh, there's a potential new connection. But you really do have to, like, think about it. Like, if you were going to build a house and you didn't have a blueprint, it would be a disaster.
It'd be chaos.
Like, you need to know what it is that you want.
And I love how they actually suggest like reflecting on past relationships,
Yes.
both good and bad,
Oh, for sure.
as a way to uncover those non-negotiables.
Absolutely. It's like taking inventory of what worked, what absolutely did not work, what values were you maybe compromising on that you're like, never again.
And for me, that's what makes someone like Saint Vincent so relatable,
It
is because it's like they're not just like up on a mountaintop
Cole, yeah.
preaching at us.
It's like they've been there.
They've lived it.
They've learned from it.
They've learned from it, and now they're sharing that with us.
Exactly. And speaking of, like, words of wisdom, I think they also have some really great points about what it looks like when you do find someone that seems like they could be a good fit for you and your children. And it really all comes down to mutual respect.
Which we all know can be easier said than done.
Oh, 100%.
So how do we actually know if someone respects us as not only our partner,
Right.
but as a parent as well?
They talk about this too. Like, look for someone who doesn't just accept your role as a parent, but appreciates the strength and love that comes with it.
And they don't see your children as baggage,
Yes.
but they see them as like, oh, wow, this is a testament to who you are
Totally.
as a loving, dedicated parent.
Absolutely.
And that is something to be celebrated, not tolerated.
100%.
Yeah.
And it goes beyond just like accepting the kids. It's communication.
Yes.
Teamwork. You're on the same page.
Open and honest communication.
So important.
Yes, especially when we're navigating these like blended families.
Right. Because it can be complicated.
Absolutely.
But communication is key.
It is. And you know, communication is a two-way street.
That's right.
It's not just about talking to the other person,
mm-hmm.
but really actively listening to your partner's perspective
yeah.
and working together.
Absolutely.
To find a solution that works best for everyone involved.
It can be a lot, which is why I think St. Vincent also stresses like the importance of having a good support system in place.
Yes.
Because single parenthood is demanding enough. And then you throw in the whole emotional roller coaster.
Oh my gosh.
Of like a new relationship.
Totally.
It can be very overwhelming.
It can be very easy to feel like you're being pulled in a million different directions.
Yes.
And so that's why having that network of, you know, whether it's friends, family,
yep.
other single parents.
Yes.
People that understand what you're going through.
It makes such a difference.
It makes all the difference.
Because you need people who are going to celebrate your wins.
Absolutely.
But also be there for you when you're struggling.
And sometimes you just need to vent.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You just need to get it out.
Yes, just to get it out.
And who better to do that with than someone who understands?
Exactly. And not only that, but like, you know, having that support network isn't just about emotional support, but they can offer you practical help as well.
100%.
Whether it's, you know, watching your kids so you can go out on a date night or,
yeah.
you know, just anything that you need.
It takes a village.
It does.
It really does. So, okay. We've talked about self-awareness,
right.
setting those boundaries,
right.
finding someone who respects you as a partner and a parent.
Yeah.
But what about when things start to get a little bit more serious?
Okay.
And you're trying to navigate those early stages.
Right.
You're juggling this new person
yes.
with parenthood.
Yeah. They have some really practical advice about that.
Okay.
And it all comes back to pacing yourself.
Oh.
Like, you know, don't rush the introduction with the kids.
Right.
And be mindful of, you know, how your time is divided.
Because it's such a delicate balance.
It is.
Of wanting to nurture this new relationship.
Right.
But also, like, protecting your children.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that they still feel safe and secure.
Right. And you're maintaining that stability in their lives.
Yes. And it can be really easy to feel pulled.
Oh, absolutely.
In a million different directions.
A million different directions.
It really is a lot like you're constantly like, oh, which way do I go?
It's a constant dance.
It is.
But you know, St. Vincent really stresses like flexibility
yeah.
and open communication.
Yes.
Throughout the entire process, because what works one day
right.
might not work the next day.
Exactly.
But as long as you're keeping those lines of communication open with your partner
yes.
and your children,
yes.
you know, you can adjust as needed.
And being brave enough, I
yeah.
think, to have those like sometimes tough conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Because what happens if, you know, you start dating someone?
Right.
And their parenting style is like the total opposite of yours.
Exactly. And St. Vincent has some advice on that.
Oh, good.
Which I love. They're like, you should never compromise on your values as a parent.
Right.
Like the right person will not only respect that.
Yes.
But they're going to work with you, not against you.
It's about finding someone who doesn't see your children as like obstacles to overcome.
Yes.
But rather little humans that deserve love and respect.
Exactly.
And they want to be part of like the solution, not add to the chaos.
100%. And I think like one of the most impactful things that I took away from this episode
yeah.
is that St. Vincent really emphasized that single parents deserve love too.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Because it can be so easy to internalize those societal judgments
yeah.
and feel like you're too much or like your kids are a burden.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's not true at all.
We are worthy.
You are worthy.
Of a love that embraces all of it.
Yes.
All of it. Like the good, the bad, the messy.
Beautiful.
The chaotic.
Yes.
It's not selfish to want love and companionship.
No, it's human.
Like it's totally okay.
We all deserve it.
To want that.
We do.
And you can find someone
mm-hmm.
who not only accepts but celebrates that.
Yes.
The beautiful, messy, chaotic love that you share.
It's about finding that love that multiplies, not divides.
Oh, that's so good.
A love that adds to your life and doesn't complicate it.
Oh, so good. I love that so much. Okay.
Mic drop.
Mic drop moment right there. That is the perfect note to end on, I think. You are worthy of love exactly as you are.
You are amazing.
A dedicated parent.
Yes.
With a big heart. And an even bigger capacity to love.
100%.
Don't ever forget that.
Don't you ever forget that.
And as you navigate the world of dating,
Right.
set those boundaries.
Yes.
Prioritize your needs
Please.
and never settle
Never
for
settle.
anything less than a love that honors all of you.
All of you.
Now, we would love to hear from you. What
Yes.
resonated with you most from St. Vincent's advice?
What are your
What are
non-negotiables?
your non-negotiables in a relationship?
Yes.
Share your thoughts. Let's keep this conversation going.
Let's chat.
Because knowledge is power, but sharing that knowledge with others,
Yes.
that's where the real magic
It
happens.
does.
Until next time.